Welcome to the Wyatt's Haven to Bliss podcast. My name is Wyatt Galen House, and this is a worship set that I partook in earlier this week. I hope you enjoy it. Visit the podcast for more politics, religion, theology, random audio tours, and all kinds of things at havenofbliss.com. That's www.havenofbliss.com. And subscribe to the Haven of Bliss podcast with your iTunes by dragging this link into the feed, and you're all set to go for future podcasts. Thank you for visiting, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Money, because like I could just like automatically give it to the church, whatever, out of my bank account, and wouldn't even know. And like I was praying, like, how, what is some way that I can serve God? And we had an idea, and me and my friend went down to the city, and we decided we were going to feed the homeless for the afternoon. So we went and we made sandwiches ourselves, and made like a whole meal where you had a drink and a chips. And we went around, we passed out about 30 sandwiches to people, and every time we gave them a sandwich, we'd ask them if they knew Christ or what about them. And on the whole, it didn't cost very much. And, you know, I pass homeless people, like, all the time. So I don't want you to think that I'm, like, a great steward or anything like that. But, like, what it was is it was something that I had to physically do. And I had to go out of my way and sacrifice my time to go do it. And there wasn't anything that I would get in reward from it. But after I had done it with my friend, it's like when two more come together and gather in his name, he said, I will be there. In Matthew 18, and like I just could really feel the Holy Spirit like in me and like helping me as I shared these sandwiches with people, and I could feel like how the Holy Spirit would like was like encouraging me to want to seek Christ more in my life and want me to put away the things that were selfish. And I realized like how much I spend on myself and how much time I spend like building myself up, but and you know I'm always like wanting more, but like how wonderful it is when we get our satisfaction in serving God. And I just like encourage you to like, you know, even if you can't give money, just think of some way that you can serve God that would, you know, would be a cost to you. And like I'm sure it'll encourage you like it has encouraged me. So.
Like for
Simon,
everybody can shout, nobody will sound good.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like love before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Give her of immortal gladness, Bye. Lord, honor and power, dear Lord our God. The Lord our God is almighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Lord said that God helps those who help themselves. That is so untrue, Lord, that, you know, that was Ben Franklin who said that, and he did not know you, and it's the attitude that we can help ourselves, and our own futures in our own hands, but even Elijah, who appeared to Christ and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration, said, I am no greater than my ancestors, after he had just defeated the prophets of Baal. And if he is that humble, Lord, I ask you to give us that humility too, Lord. And know that, you know, we are nothing without your Holy Spirit who moves us to do good things. And you are the one who gives us our values. And there's nothing we have earned on our own. So, Lord, help us to put down our pride so that because you have given us everything we have, that when those needs come about, you would use us to do your will, and that we would have our joy in serving you, and entirely have our joy in your being and everything that is your precept, Lord. Because if I were to find joy anywhere else, outside of your will, that would almost be sacrilegious. That's what, you know, your Piper says. I just ask you to conform our hearts to that humility, and, you know, be the one to, like, say that we love the Lord with our lips, but also with our hands and our feet. And that we may go through and affect those people in our lives so that they would know that we are yours by the things that we do for you, Lord, and not by the things that we would say. And I ask you just to take care of us and to keep us from troubles, and do not put things in our path, Lord, that would cause us to be away from you, but enable us to do those wonderful things so that we stop thinking about all of my own issues and just trust you for it. Because if it weren't for you, the sun would not shine and my body would not be formed and there would be no life. And everything exists under your control, from the nations to the smallest atom. And let us have faith to know that you have raised us up as your son, just like you have raised your son from the dead. And I thank you for his resurrection. Amen.
Lord, I just ask that you would break us and mold us into what you want us to be. And I ask for every one of us that you would...
You have been listening to the Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. My name is Wyatt Galen Houts, your host. And you're just listening to the final prayer session. But I'd like to just interject and say thank you for listening, and I hope this has edified you. And there are several other podcasts that you'll be able to listen to at thehavenofbliss.com. If you click on podcasts, or if you add that into your iTunes, you'll be able to download old podcasts. There's many other things like photography and writings and all kinds of longer literature that you can look into at thehavenofbliss.com. But I just would encourage you to check back every once in a while as I add more podcasts once a week, sometimes twice a week, and sometimes every other day, if you're lucky. And it depends how ambitious I am. But thank you again for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you. Send your comments to wyatt@havenofbliss.com. And have a blessed day. God bless.
My fortress, he's my defense.